Welcome to the B Word, the podcast for women who want to unlock the clarity needed to put your big girl panties on and rock your real estate career like the true boss you are. I'm Joanne Bolt, your host, and together we'll dive into the things your broker doesn't teach you in order to own your own truth, disown the things getting in your way to finding your place, and stop apologizing for the obstacles you have to overcome along the way. Welcome back to the B Word. I am Joanne Bolt, your hostess with the mostest, and I am dropping in daily to give you tips on running your business. Now, we've been chatting it up all week about listings and how to crush it as a listing agent. And one of the things that I really feel that we need to just lay out on the table that no one is talking about is the overwhelm you are feeling. We all know how overwhelmed the buyer's agents are, because quite frankly, if you open up any social media, you are going to see them in any group you're in ranting and raving about how frustrated they are to be submitting offers. No contingencies, no due diligence days, no inspections, $100,000 over asking price, and not knowing why they lost the bid. But no one's really that I'm hearing talking about what's going on in the brain of the listing agents. No, ladies, I know it's not because you're lazy, and I know it's because you're not being unprofessional to not communicate back with those buyer's agents, but I need you to understand that the best way for you to control some of the chaos that's going on right now is to be super diligent in your communication. And y'all, even I fall guilty to it and victim to it as, you know, myself. I totally get it. I mean, the other day I got a listing, we went live in the MLS, and within 15 minutes, we had 35 showings and two offers sitting in my inbox. And some of those showing agents then started calling and texting me very rudely and very obnoxiously that they couldn't get appointments to see the property because we were not allowing overlapping showings. Well, guys, it was a small piece of property. My sellers just didn't want 1,000 people in at one time. And so their request was no overlapping. Guess what? There's no showings available. I can't create more time in the day. And it dawned on me at that point, you know, they're acting rudely to me as a listing agent out of frustration and lack of really good communication. And they're probably doing the same to you. So in these chaotic times when there's a lack of inventory and prices are skyrocketing, how as a listing agent do you control it so that you can keep sane and keep your mental status intact throughout this process? I will give you one really good way. It is as easy as an email template. Now, y'all know that I love my templates and I love to send stuff out with canned responses. And sometimes I do tweak them for the personal person I'm sending them to, but I like to stay very consistent in what I'm doing. So I've developed a communications to an offer, and I'm willing to share it with you today. And if you want it word for word so you can cut and paste it, just drop into my DMs on Instagram. I'm at It's Joanne Bolt. I am more than happy to email it to you. Just let me know that you want it. But here's kind of what I say when I get multiple offers. Dear buyer's agent, thank you so much for this offer you submitted on 123 Banana Street. I know you and your buyer are super excited about it. Please know that this is my communication back to you, letting you know that your offer has been received and will be presented to the seller. I also want you to know that while you may not want to hear this, I cannot guarantee that you will be emailed or communicated with again if you are not the winning offer or the backup. We promise on our team to update the MLS within the hour of an offer acceptance, and we will do our best to let you know what the outcome was. But I cannot set unrealistic expectations that I may get the opportunity to reach out to you and let you know that you didn't win the bid. So hopefully your offer is the one that wins, and you'll be hearing from me soon. And I also hope and ask that you respect our communication policy in these chaotic times. That really is what I use with other agents. I find it super useful and super effective. Why? Because just like I set expectations with my clients and I set boundaries with my clients on what times I will communicate with them, you know, in the morning and in the evening, when I will and won't show homes, you know, we set expectations with our clients. It is okay as well to set expectations with the other agents. And at the end of the day, it isn't what the other agent wants to hear. They don't want to know that they may not be reached back out to, but you have done your due diligence to them. You have been gracious to them to let them know that your communication policy right now is you'll make sure that they hear from you if they win the bid. You'll do your best to let them hear from you if they didn't, but you can't promise it. And that way they really just can't get that upset with you. And I have found multiple agents after the deals have closed and after everything has happened, have actually reached out to me and said, you know what? We appreciated getting that offer. While we didn't like that we didn't hear from you upon not getting the bid, at least we could go back to our buyer and say, this is what's going on with this offer. And that helped us be able to move on. Now, here's the other one that I use too when it comes to showings. We like to put in the MLS a little notice to the other agents. Again, it's just a template communication that we use. Please know we are only using showing time to schedule showings, and we are not allowing overlapping showings. So if you open up showing time and it is blocked, then I am so sorry. You just may have not had the time in the schedule to be allocated for your buyer. We cannot create more time. We cannot make it available for you if it's not available. And I just leave that in the MLS pretty much in those words. And again, yep, I've had some agents still decide to reach out and get irritated that I just can't create more opportunities for them to show, but at least it's there and they know we're not just blocking out time on the MLS. We're keeping everyone to 15-minute increments or 20-minute or 30-minute, depending on the necessity for the size of the home. But yeah, you're going to have to use showing time and we're not making exceptions. And it sounds harsh, but again, what we're really doing here is setting expectations for the buyer's agents so that we can control the chaos and the overwhelm on the listing side. Because again, what we're really not hearing anyone talk about these days is that the listing agents are just as overwhelmed as the buyer's agents. So I hope that this was super helpful for you today. I hope that maybe you can take little bitty pieces of these and use them in your business. Or if not, maybe at least you gain some understanding as a buyer's agent, what it might be like on the listing agent side and have grace toward them as well. I would super appreciate it if you would just pause for a second right now, open up your podcast player of choice, leave me a quick review, or share this podcast with a realtor friend who you think might benefit from these daily tips that I drop into your ears with, because we're all in this together, you guys. It's one big business, one big world, and there's enough of it out there for everybody. Make it a great day. Happy selling season.